You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. Rome's Pontifical Lateran University was the scene on Friday for a day-long event exploring the transformations that the digital revolution is bringing about today. Under the theme Core Values, the Transmission of Values in the Digital Age, participants spent the day posing hard questions to each other about the values that will best inform and sustain a coherent vision of integral human development in changing times. The guiding idea of the day's conversations was Pope Francis' encyclical letter, Laudato Si, in which the Holy Father wrote, "As never before in history, common destiny beckons us to seek a new beginning. Let ours be a time remembered for the awakening of a new reverence for life, the firm resolve to achieve sustainability, the quickening of the struggle for justice and peace, and the joyful celebration of life." The study day was opened by the prefect of the Secretariat for Communication at the Holy See, Monsignor Dario Eduardo Vigano. Among the thought leaders and top-level executives from communications, technology, news, and entertainment, as well as advertising media taking part in the one-day conference, was Google Europe's president in charge of strategic relationships, Carlo D'Azario Biondo, who spoke with me, Chris Altieri, on the sidelines of the conference.
We realized a few years ago that innovation is more and more about collaboration. If you think about what happens around us with the mobile phone creating a link between the offline and the online, more and more it's about working together to make change between companies that come from different sectors and activities. So we decided to focus more on how to make it happen. And basically I work with the press, I work with telcos, with automotive, with banking, and trying to understand how we can better provide them technologies and support in digitalizing their activities. So it's about collaboration and working together.
You're here at a conference sponsored by the Pontifical Lateran University, though, today. That is a relationship that is interesting. The connection is not obvious. The connection, I mean. There are any number of possible ways that one could parse that out, but what brings you here?
I think it's on one side it's the belief of the need of sharing, you know, common understanding of things. To take an example, the internet is a language. It became important because lots of machines speak the same language. And I think we need to find back a common language between people working on different issues so that we can contribute to building a better world somehow.
I don't know whether you're familiar with the work of Jesuit Father Antonio Spadaro, who wrote a book a little while ago called Cyber Theology, in which he talked about how there is a sort of une erreur de pensée, an error of thought in considering, which was sort of the default position of people who were digital immigrants, let's say. People who didn't grow up in the internet age, of thinking of information technology, the internet, all of the things that we have that connect us as tools to be used and not features and contours of the space that we inhabit. That has implications that are quite broad-ranging. What do you think is... do you think the church is doing a good job of trying to get its head around the implications?
Well, first of all, I think Pope Francis is profoundly changing how church is perceived in the world by embodying values that are very contemporary in terms of transparency, openness, respect for diversity, and a renewal of the core values are represented. I think that between different religions, the Catholic one is probably not very represented on the web, and I think some work could be done to present more, so that people see more the values and the beliefs. If you think about it, the changes in values we've recently seen, with diversity coming up, with the marriage for all, sometimes could appear challenging the core values of the Catholic Church. So in somehow reconciliating that through communications, transparency, discussion may be of value.
Google has famously expressed its ethos in a very simple three-word sentence: don't be evil. Isn't there a surreptitious presupposition in there, though, that we know what the good is and are about pursuing it together?
I like what you just said. I think the definition of evil is obviously somehow subjective. However, there are some elements that we all share about what is good and what is bad. You know, the transparency, respect of diversity, listening to other human beings, respecting the planet, more and more a definition of what is good and what is common is coming up. And to be honest with you, the reason why I'm happy of the convention today, I want to participate to it, and I, you know, worked with Father Larry for years now on the topic, is you're right. We need to have a common definition. A common definition will help us to live better and understand each other better. To create that common definition, we need days like today.
Broadly and generally speaking, though, the internet arguably would need to be a place for absolutely free and unfettered conversation, discourse, disagreement about the nature of the good, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, freedom of expression is important, and having diversity on the web is very important. However, there are some things, there are some limits. And yes, companies can have some principles. Google, for example, wants to stand in for respect of copyright, and when we develop more and more tools for this to happen, we want to stand in for diversity, and we want that on our platforms certain things don't happen. You know, we fight against porn on YouTube. We have certain rules, and every company has rules for that. And I think it's important, if you want an environment of free discussion, to have a non-threatening environment, and probably to do certain things, you know. Avoid certain contents and avoid presence of proselytism for things that can be harmful. Now, the definition of it, again, is something that needs to be discussed. I don't think that everything we do is absolutely perfect, of course, but there is an intention.
That was Google Europe's president in charge of strategic relationships, Carlo Desario Biondo, speaking with me, Chris Altieri, on the sidelines of the Pontifical Lateran University's Core Values Conference. Core Values, the transmission of values in the digital age.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.